Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Scripture, we want you to notice Matthew 13th chapter and the 12th verse. Yes, also sir. Matthew the 25th chapter, and we'll read the 28th and 29th verses.
My Lord.
Use it or lose it.
Yes, sir.
This message definitely can and will apply to all of us. Use it or lose it. Because once again, you got to notice the scripture word. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he had. Use it or lose it. Now every man and every woman definitely will have some kind of gift. Everybody has a talent. It's one thing that the Lord has done with all of us. He has given every man a talent. The Lord has given each one of us power through his name. He's given all of us something to work with. And these gifts and talents that the Lord has given us, they will do two things. They will either increase or decrease. And I'd like to tell you how your talent increases. A talent increases according to the way you use it. When we use our talents for the Lord, they increase. And when we fail to use our talent, they decrease. Is that right? And this is not just true only with spiritual talents, but physically so. Our gifts can increase or decrease. And I would like to not only look at the spiritual world, but I'd like to look at the physical world also, because they both apply to all of us tonight. Physically, any material thing, when used with care, will last longer than if not used at all. Now, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I'd like to use an example here. I told you last night that everybody here was not born right in Memphis. Some of us came from the same place that I came from the rural, out in the country. And more than you all can say amen to that. Well, those of us who are familiar with the rural and the farm know about the turning plow. Oh, come on. Yes, you do. Now, a turning plow is something that you ply with. Is that right? And that old turning plow, while in use, that blade was just as pretty and shiny. But if you would set it up for a few days, it would rust on you. So you had to use it or lose it. Is that right? And not only that, but a dwelling house. I don't know whether you have ever noticed this or not, but a dwelling house, a house that we live in. Now, a house that we live in will deteriorate more rapidly when vacant than when occupied by an average tenant. And notice I said an average tenant, because the wrong person in your house will tear it up anyhow. But I had a friend of mine to buy a new home up in the, you know, the other area they call it. And he left his old house to go to his new house. And he said, well, I'm not going to get in a hurry in selling the house, the old house, or renting it. I'll just take my time. And he just kept putting it off and putting it off. And that house just kept going down, down, down. Windows began to fall out. And the paint began to peel off. Eventually, the house began to leak. Is that right? There's something strange about that. A house occupied will just last longer than a house unoccupied. So the house will tell us, use me or lose me. I want to go have a witness here. And not only that, but an automobile driven by an average driver will last longer than an automobile not driven at all. Now notice I have to keep on putting this average driver, because you can put one of these fools in a car. I don't care what they come out, a Rolls Royce will last forever. It depends on who's driving it. Is that right? You put the wrong person behind the wheel, and a train won't last. But an average driver driving an automobile, that car will last longer than a car sitting up. I experienced that. I remember when I was first called to the United States Army, and I had an old car there, my first car. And I really admired that car. And, you know, I guess people should, on the Navy, should talk about it. Now, you all not that you think that car is just everything. But you see, they didn't know how long I had walked. And that's the reason now, I don't, if people, you know, people talk about sometimes, well, all those preachers do just ride in Cadillacs. And I told them at my church, I said, if you all knew how long I walked, another Cadillac. Now, when I first went to the Irma, I had an old car, and my brother said, now listen, you ought to, you know, leave the car out so it can be driven and it will, you know, be in good shape when you get back on your first leave. But, you know, I was a little selfish. I said, no, I'm going to put my car up, and when I come back, it still will be in good shape. And I parked the car and locked it up, gave my dad my keys and said, I don't want nobody bothering my car. And when I got back several months later, rushed on back, give him a key. At first thing, the battery had ruined. That's number one. Next thing, I had four flats. Had to fix that. Next thing, I had to get the water out of the gas tank. And then the pushing began. We pushed that car half a day, and it never did start. So the car told me, use me or lose me. Human body is somewhat like that. Is that right? The human body is somewhat like that. The human body must be used its strength in gain or retain. Strength unused becomes weakness. The man who does not work loses the ability and desire to work. Is that right? Any person who always doesn't work soon loses the intention and desire to work. Is that right? That's when you have so many lazy folks. A good way not to want to work is to stop work. This can apply to all of the members of the body. Is that right? The failure to use one of your fingers eventually will make that finger become paralyzed. Once again, back to the Army uniform, there was a boy who was in the same company I was in, and he said, well, Daniel, I believe I'm smarter than you all are. I said, well, maybe you are. He said, I'm not going to fall out every morning in this snow. So you watch what I tell you. I'm going to figure me a way out. I said, well, I'm just going to fall out. I'm not going to try to buck the whole Army. And one morning we were coming downstairs and he deliberately fell downstairs on purpose. You ever see somebody just deliberately just fell over? And he didn't hurt himself, but he played like he was hurt. He got up hopping. I said, what you doing, man? He said, you watch me. And he just started hopping. You know, everywhere you would see him, he was hopping. He went to sick call, of course. They put him on light duty, and he didn't have to go out like others. He'd see me and wink his eye at me. I said, boy, you better start walking. I said, you know, that leg. He said, oh, man, I know what I'm doing. As long as I can stay out of this snow, I'm smart. And he just kept, and pretty soon, it was time for us to start clearing, getting ready to come back on this side of the water, they call it. Back to the United States. And you know, he started after he found out he was getting short, we would call it when you get ready to go home. Some of you old veterans know getting short. He decided then it was time to start using his leg. And his leg had actually paralyzed. Matter of fact, it had gotten so stiff he couldn't even bend it. He had to hop for a long. I don't know whether really his leg ever really got straightened out. So I'm here to tell you, you have to use it or lose it. Is that right? As we look at the spiritual life, the failure to use your spiritual faculties will result in the loss of them. Is that right? The failure to pray will result in the loss of your desire to pray. do not want to pray now. Because the Lord started blessing them and they stopped praying. And now they don't even have a desire to pray. You have to use it or you will lose it. Is that right? Now, a lot of folk used to get happy in the church. But they stopped. They stopped shouting in church because of education and because of who they got acquainted with. And now they try to get happy and can't get happy. You have to use it or you'll lose it. Is that right? And then there are a lot of people who used to have joy in the home. Is that right? Used to call each other sweetheart and baby. And they just got careless and started coming home without even speaking to each other. Now they try to say it and something in them won't let them say it. You have to use it or you will lose it. Is that right? There are a lot of people who used to give in the church. A lot of folk, when they didn't have much, they used to give. But the Lord blessed them with a raise on the job. Blessed them with an increased bank account. And they said, well, you know, all they do with money in church, just waste it. I'm going to keep my money. And they started doing that so long, not giving. Until now, they have lost the desire to give. And that's really a lot of people are not being blessed. Because they don't have no desire to give for kingdom building. And one of the best ways to be blessed is to be a blessing. The Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. I better leave that alone, huh? Now, we look at our scripture text here in a very beautiful parable. We notice here that some talents were given out. And everybody decided to use his talent. But the servant who had one talent. Because he didn't have a lot of talent, he went and hid his little talent. And when the master came back, he said, now, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents. You see, if you don't use what the Lord gives you for him, he has the ability to take it away from you. Is that right? Job said, the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. There are a lot of folk who could be singing in the choir. But they got where they could make a few high notes. Or got mad with somebody. And they decided to take a seat in the audience. And now if they wanted to sing, they can't sing. You got to use it or you'll lose it. So we notice here the Lord took the talent from the servant who failed to use it and gave it to another servant. And the Lord does that right now. Many times you wonder why somebody in your neighborhood is progressing faster than you. Well, it might be the Lord just might have taken your progress because you wouldn't use it and given it to somebody else. See, a lot of people mad and angry about other folk riding around, you know, she thinks she's something. She thinks she's something. I had a young lady that went on off to school. She came from a broken home. She went on off to school and never did leave the church out of her life. Her parents died. She went on off to school and ended up being somebody. But it didn't matter how much education she got, she never did forget the church. Yeah. All time come to me, brother pastor, I just love the church. Yeah. And then a group of the others just went on off and just neglected the church. And when this young lady walked back with her head up high, some of them come to my reverend, she's all right, but she just thinks she's more than somebody else. She thinks she's more than us. I said, she is.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
The weather is brought to you by Jay's Wheels and Tires, a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Flat tires got you feeling low? Well, Jay's Wheels and Tires, located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville, can help you get pumped back up and running on the road. They specialize in flat tires repaired, oil changes, new and used tires, name brand tires such as Goodyear, Michelin, Mastercraft, Cooper, and many more. They also have custom rims for all makes and models. Jay's Wheels and Tires is located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville. Hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 318-319-7707. That's 318-319-7707. Jay's Wheels and Tires has just what you need. So don't let a flat tire keep you feeling down and out. Jay's Wheels and Tires can keep you going.
Well, here's your weather for this Tuesday. Look for sunshine in Alexandria with a high at 72 overnight. Clear skies with a low at 42. A mainly sunny sky is expected for Natchez, Mississippi. High around 70, clear at night with a low at 44. Lots of sunshine in Lake Charles. Look for a high at 73. The skies will be clear at night with a low at 47. Mainly sunny in Monroe. Look for a high temperature at 72. A low of 43 is expected, mostly clear at night. Plentiful sunshine in Shreveport with a high at 73. At night, clear with a low at 44. And that's a look at your weather for Tuesday. I'm Wade Hampton.
Hi, this is Tiffany Sanders, candidate for Rapides Parish District Judge, Division F, reminding you that every election is decided by the people who show up. The power lies in the hands of people who vote. Your participation in the November 3rd election is vital to the growth and stability of our community. Change can happen only when we vote. Thank you.
Attorney Tiffany Sanders, concerned citizen, candidate for Rapides Parish District Judge, and proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Change is in the air and on every agenda. Systems that previously worked and existed to provide stability and support to all our citizens in this city is failing. Hi, I'm Sterling Brown, concerned citizen and candidate for city councilman at large in the city of Alexandria. As a local businessman, husband, father, and dedicated citizen of this fair city, I'm encouraging everyone to get out and vote in this election. Every vote counts. Your vote is your voice. Let's make a difference in our community. Let's stand together and turn things around for the betterment of this city. Remember, early voting starts October 16th through the 27th, and election day is November 3rd. Speak out and be heard this election season. Bring a friend to the polls, and together we can work towards a better Alexandria with a brighter future.
This public service announcement is brought to you by concerned citizen and candidate for Alexandria City Councilman at Large, Sterling Brown, a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO.
Now. depression.
It's a finished work.
No more poverty.
It's a finished work. You did it all for me.
Even addiction.
It's a finished work.
No more sickness.
It's a finished work.
No more disease.
It's a finished work.
It's finished.
It's a finished work.
It's over.
It's a finished work.
It's final.
It's a finished work.
I don't cry no more.
It's a finished work. You did it all for me. It's a finished work.
Don't worry.
It's a finished work.
That means cancer.
It's a finished
work. Diabetes.
It's a finished work.
High blood pressure.
It's a finished work.
It's finished.
It all for me.
Living your best.
It's a finished work.
It's
a finished work.
You got it.
It's a finished work.
Cause he got you.
It's a finished work.
Just in me.
It's a finished work.
In me.
It's a finished work.
That you.
It's a finished work.
This is
it all for me.
You got the way.
It's a finished work.
And it's over.
It's a finished work.
He made it all.
It's a finished work.
He made it all.
Faith is important, and without it, we're all lost. Unfortunately, many in Avoyelles Parish have lost faith in the justice system because somewhere, justice has become more about money and based on deals rather than finding the truth. The people need change. They need the truth. They need fair and equal consequences for people who violate the law, and more importantly, they need their faith restored in the justice system in Avoyelles Parish. It's about public safety, fairness, and equality for all. Early voting is October 16th through the 27th, and Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd. Please go and vote. This PSA is sponsored by Concerned Citizen Barry Lesh, candidate for Avoyelles Parish District Attorney, and an underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
I'm Attorney David Michael Williams, and I'm running to be your next 9th Judicial District Court Judge, Division F. The pillars that support my platform are my faith in God through my personal relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my family, my experience as a dedicated trial attorney, my charge to implement more meaningful alternatives to incarceration for nonviolent offenders. I'm ready to be fair and impartial and to make the right decisions, even when those decisions are unpopular.
Concerned citizen David Michael Williams urges you to vote Tuesday, November 3rd, and is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
I'm Lee Rubin, and I'm running for your city councilman at large. I respect the diversity that makes our city unique. I believe in small businesses and promote industrial growth and economic development. I believe in equality. As a lifetime resident of Alexandria, my roots run deep. It's my home, and it's where I've raised my family. I want to continue to see Alexandria prosper. I'm Lee Rubin, and it's time we move Alexandria forward.
Concerned citizen Lee Rubin reminds you early voting starts October 16th and runs to October 27th, and Election Day is November 3rd. The committee to elect Lee Rubin, City Councilman at Large, underwriting sponsors of KAYT KQJOFM.
Central Louisiana, are you ready? I am Ingrid Johnson, president of the Alexandria, Louisiana Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and we hope that you are fired up and ready to go to the polls. Your voice is your vote. Go vote on November 3rd.
The Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana Alumni Chapter, is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJO.
This is Jules Green, concerned citizen, candidate for the City Councilman District 3. We as citizens of the United States must exercise our right to vote. As a concerned citizen, working with goals toward the water park on the Ronson Foundry, working toward attaining a full grocery store on the Stockyard property on Lower Third, working with renovations to Cheatham Park, working to build industrial parks on the Sugar House Road expansion, working toward more home ownership in the district, and certainly working hard to build a community we can be proud to live in and work in. I encourage everyone to get out and vote. As the late U.S. Representative John Lewis said, let's get into good trouble.
Concerned citizen Jules Green, candidate for City Councilman District 3, is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
I am Brian B.J. Bennett, candidate for councilman at large. And here in Alexandria, too many of our leaders have failed us. The same old politics just aren't good enough. So whether it's addressing our neglected infrastructure, creating safer neighborhoods, or fighting our war against poverty by growing economic opportunity, I am ready to work for you so that we all can live in the Alexandria we deserve. It's time for a real change from a true leader who can lead us to a better tomorrow.
Concerned citizen and candidate for Alexandria City Council at large, Brian B.J. Bennett is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Your vote matters. Vote early. Your vote is your voice, and your voice is powerful. This is May Alice Williams, a member of the Alexandria Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated.
The Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, Alexandria, Louisiana Alumni Chapter, is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
I am Joe Fuller, candidate for City Council at large. As a concerned citizen, I am encouraging everyone to get out and vote. Martin Luther King once said, "Our lives end the day we become silent about things that matter." Early voting starts October the 16th through October the 27th at Keys Park in the courthouse. As a concerned citizen, I want to see the cost of our utilities kept down and want to create jobs. Remember, early voting starts October the 16th through the 27th at Keys Park and at Rapid Parish Courthouse. This election is one of the most important elections of our lifetime.
Joe Fuller, candidate for City Councilman at Large, is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Yeah. Can we go back a little bit and do this like we used to? Put your hands together. Hey! While I have a chance, believe I'm justified. Well, keep standing, come on, put your hands
up. I remember the day when I was all confused. I searched for the truth time after time. But then came you, Lord, to my rescue. And a new way of living.
I remember the day, peace I could not find. There was change on my soul and change on my mind. I haven't came and you heard the key. You loosed all my burden and set me free.
I can't sit down when I think of his touch. When I think of his goodness, how he loved me so much.
The night it from my head to maybe I'm gonna read my head.
I remember the day when I was feeling low. Had no money in my pocket and no place to go.
It came
you gave to me.
Get sit down on your seat and not at least wave your hand. All the things they've done for you, everything they brought you through, in the time when we're not faithful, he's still been true.
Yeah. go.
Don't leave me.